nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
اهلا بكم مستمعينا في كل مكان على راديو مرايا، معكم جابريل شدار وده برنامج نيشن وايد، ونحن في الساعه بتاعه النقاش. انا برجع عليكم بعد غيبه، وكنت في فتره بتاعه اجازه والحمد لله رجعنا، ونرجع للنقاشات بتاعتنا. نحن بنعملها يعني كثير مرات في الايام بتاعه الاسبوع المختلفه، ونعتذر انه ما كان عندنا نقاشات في اليومين الفاتوا لاسباب فنيه وتقنيه خارج عن ارادتنا. واليوم بنرجع للنقاش بتاعنا، ويكون ليلة النقاش مفتوح مع المستمعين في كل مكان في أنحاء البلاد، وعارف أنتم مهتمين بكثير من الأحداث داخل البلد، وكمان مهتمين بالأحداث خارج البلد في الإقليم من الجوار بتاعنا. وأكثر شيء طبعا الناس مهتمين به في جوبا هنا وفي مناطق مختلفة من البلاد، الانتخابات في كينيا، والكينيين عملوا انتخابات المرة دي يعني يمكن تقول أكثر في سلام أكثر، لأنه في الفترات اللي فاتت كانت في توترات كثيرة في الانتخابات. كان عندهم هناك في كينيا توترات، حصل فيها عنف، أحداث عنف في 2007-2008، وحصلت فيها حاجات كثيرة، حتى في ناس شالوهم المحكمة الجنائية عشان يستجوبوهم واتهبوهم بالتحريض على عنف في انتخابات تاع كينيا. الكينيين عملوا انتخابات مرة تانية وكانت مسالمة، وبرضو دي المرة الثالثة هسا في 2022 انه انتخابات تكون لحد الآن نقدر نقول انه الانتخابات دي كانت مسالمة. نحن بنراقب، وكثير من الجنوبيين بيقول لبعض انتو ذاتكم مهتمين بالكلام ده ليه، وانتو ذاتكم هتستفيدوا شنو، انتو ذاتكم ما بتعرفوا تعملوا حاجة بتاع انتخابات كويسة، وانتخاباتكم هنا هتكون مشاكلها كتير. نحن عايزين نشوف الليلة معاكم انه متابعتكم للانتخابات في كينيا ده، انتو بتشعروا بشنو في الطريقة اللي عملوا بها الانتخابات، الطريقة اللي عملوا بها الكينيين انتخاباتهم بتشعروا بشنو. وبعد ذلك يعني ممكن تقول لنا إذا كان الكلام ده ممكن يحصل في جنوب السودان، وإذا ممكن يحصل هيحصل كيف، وإذا ما ممكن يحصل ليه ما ممكن يحصل. ومرات بنشوف يعني ردود أفعال من الناس المساندين أكثر من الناس المنتخبين ذاتهم المرشحين، يعني بيكون في مرات في تباين في ردود الأفعال. بيقولوا الديمقراطية هي لعبة تقاسم السلطة، هي لعبة تقاسم السلطة، والناس يقبلوا بنتيجة اللعبة زي كرة القدم، غالب ومغلوب، والمغلوب يقبل بالهزيمة. Today we are having this discussion about the following and also how we have been observing the election in Kenya, the presidential election in Kenya, and we have been following it with interest, and some people have been following it with mixed feelings. But the question is, as South Sudanese, how do you feel about how the elections were run, the election was run in Kenya up to today? And also, do you think the same can happen in South Sudan? And if you don't think, why? Explain your option in both cases. So the numbers to call are 09-1206-2950 and 09-1206-2079. And also you can call me on the SMS line, text me on the SMS line, 09-121-77141. And I will pick your comments and also your analysis. I don't have a guest in the studio, but you are my guest, and also you will give your comments on that. Let me pick the first lucky caller. Hello, Nationwide. Hello, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling?
I am McQueen Madol from Bentiu.
McQueen, welcome, McQueen. You have got the topic I've announced.
McQueen.
Yes, McQueen. Welcome.
McQueen.
Welcome, McQueen. Yes.
According to me, Kenyan elections have actually gone very well. Only that there was rigging.
Rigging.
There was rigging in two ways.
Mm.
First, there was Form 34 that was not signed by the agents of both candidates.
Mm.
It was only signed by one agent of one candidate, who was actually announced as the winner of the election.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we have seven members. We have seven members of IEBC that were supposed to agree and announce the election results.
Mm.
Only three members out of seven were the ones announcing, you know, the election results out of seven. So if you look into it, majority of the of the IEBC members actually disagreed. And an election that was actually announced by less number of IEBC members is actually invalid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it comes to the question of that, would it really happen in South Sudan? For our case, it would actually be very different.
Mm.
It would be different in a way that we are having more tribal mindset than Kenyans.
Mm.
Yeah. Even if the person I was voting for have actually failed, but as long as that person is actually from my region, is from my tribe, I can just say no. That person have actually win. And it will not just be an argument like so-and-so have won the election or so-and-so have not won the election. It would be more dangerous. It would be more bloodshed in South Sudan. So for our case, it's different with that of Kenyans. At least Kenyans are far better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, the caller from Bentiu. A very strong point coming out that is the tribal mindset is the big thing, that the prediction is already saying that it can be dangerous. You see, dangerous. Bloodshed. These are terrible words to use just for competing for power. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling and from where?
This is Peter Lim from Kajok.
Peter, welcome, Peter.
Thank you for the topic of the day.
Yes.
It has been a long time to pick my call.
Thank you. You are lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm.
So what I observe from this election of Kenyan, Kenyan, they have gone high, especially they have advanced. Now, like, voting was being computerized.
Mm.
But in South Sudan, it will not be like that.
Oh, I've lost the caller there who has been waiting for long. Please come back again and call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Alaykum salam, Mr. Akhir.
Mr. Noor, who is talking to us?
I'm James Mbia from Lologo.
James Mbia from Lologo. Lologo, kif?
Wallahi, Lologo, ma batale, akhoy.
Tamam.
So, ana bash for barnami kois jidan. Barnami ta il tabad el kanam masjid Kenya. Sesen ho indi kabad ho zede taban indi kabad yan si nazal butar uzul dagal derin kan shan bukun president maken numa bukun president bukun si kata ajam na ko taban indi kabad ho zede o kaman kan gale na si jini sudan bardo o si kaman si nazal indu galiblen dolal tani deri ge dolo shan bukun president bukun ma bu jal president lekin hajja zede ma bu si ham po ko taban ay taban akala de tas manal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So نحن نتعلم انت بتتعلم هناك انه كان في نتيجة كده ولا كده ناس يقبلوا به كده.
نعم تسن طبعا يعني هي زول امبير تكون في توجي في 2023 الجايرة اللي هو 24 يعني ممكن تسن ناس يعني بقول يعني ناس كده يشغل راس اول قبل ما بكون بيت ساعتين يعني. ويعني تامر الله ناس نزل قاعدين وين عشان تجيبوا شنو تكون ماسك لكن انت زول بعدين شغل ما كان ما كويس بعدين انت بقول انا بعمل ده كده وبدي كان ما بعمل يعني بكون ناس ما بجد لك دار ناس جد نازل كان ما جن في زول قبل بالكيرة
كمان
شغل زمان بكون انا بيعرفين وفي زول كان ما يشغل قبل كده لكن ناس بجد الله عشان هو بجد يكون لكن طبعا ناس بجد نازل طبعا في حاجات كثير بعض
انه
في حاجات المواطنين دايرين بس هما دايرين مزاع يعني هما دايرين مع اكل هما مع الاكل كمان كويس ومرت كويس وحاجات ثانيين حاجات ثانيين يعني كده يعني كان في يعني مواطنين بيكون كويس طبعا الانتخابات دي هو زي لعبة الكورة.
نعم. شكرا كثير جيمس انبيا من لوغو وكان بيقول انه الناس يكونوا متسقين يعني في الانتخابات بعدين حيجي الناس ويقولوا اوكي انت قاعد يعني قاعد خدمته وكنت قاعد موجود في الكراسي وكده وتجي تقول انا حعمل كده وكده وكده وانت كنت في النهاية في الاول ما كنت قاعد تعمل فلو المرة ديك المواطن ده حاول يختار زول جديد هو الناخب اختار زول جديد طبعا الدستور بيديه السلطة انه يختار فأبرد زي ما بقوله وأقبل الانتخاب والصوت بتاع الناخب الجديد ده وما يكون مشكلة. شكرا جيمس. وناخذ واحد متصل ثاني. الو
الو قبل سدال
يس ويلكم
يو ار جيمس مناس من جامبيو.
جيمس مناس ويلكم جيمس
ثانك يو سو ماتش يو نو ولا هي اني واي ويت ام سيينج ان كيف هي ان But our hobby because we have our children in the country we need to pray the earlier the better. Let's pray very hard to God so that the Almighty Father in heaven can bless the country before we go for election. Because I know most of the people they don't want to that these people this person fail. And especially according to the way I'm saying it, for example, if I'm a Zande, if you understand today for what? If he or she fails, I will say no, it must be mistaken there. If it is that person that does not right, that person say no. We have the right of going, but it is because people say play the certain game somewhere. But to me, no animal would die in the country. No animal. Only a living person would sit on that chair. And not everybody can sit on that chair. Only one person. No. Me, what I know is that was very hard because they can give us a good split and the election in the country the baseline, I can say. Let people say the election in the country is more better than one in Kenya.
Okay.
Let me take example to us.
Yes, of course, of course. That's a good point, that you see somebody is doing good and then you try to say, okay, I'm not going to do just good, I'm going to do better. Because we have seen some of the loopholes in the system in Kenya, so we should be very careful to avoid it. But that is not an easy thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Our prayer to God is let it be more better than anything.
Yeah.
And even the rest of the people will say, oh, Mr. President, this is South Sudan. They said, yes, this is South Sudan. Where did it happen? And this is happened to them.
Yeah. Thank you very much, James. James from Yambio on that. Yes. It says like, well, we should be really even thinking positively and see that if things are being done somewhere, we should be doing better. Let me read some of the SMS here. Is Gatwiji Manyel in Yuba? It says election in Kenya is sure peaceful, even though they have some differences in the results. In South Sudan, the difference will be starting at the beginning of the campaign due to lack of political will. So even the campaign, he thinks the campaign itself will be problematic when it comes to South Sudan. And we hope not, it wouldn't be like that. And also, this is John Manuel from Wawi. Says, I thank the Kenyan people for using election instead of war. Let it come to our country. And also Ngor Kurakwe from Yargot, Payam in northern Bagadal State. He says, in fact, election in Kenya is fair, not like South Sudan. And even there is no extension in that thing. Let me come to some of the callers here. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Gabriel. Good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling?
Yes, it's me, Marial, from WOW.
Marial, welcome from WOW, welcome.
Yes, thank you for the topic. You see, Gabriel, the election, sometimes, it is for, because, if, although you are five or what, the only person will win, but the Rajag is not the solution. In the context of South Sudan, I think Rajag is always is there, I know, probably, we know. As the first caller said, the election does not mean that all the candidates will win. It's only one person.
Yes.
It's only one person can win. I think the election is always like that.
So, why should people reject? Why should people reject?
They are rejected because, you know, the rejection sometimes cannot change anything. They are rejected
and they don't know, because you don't know the people that are going to elect you and those who are going to elect the orphan one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lucky, yes, it's a lack of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
If you know yourself, you are democratic, when you are participating in something, you cannot, it is not guaranteed that you are going to win. It is must.
Yeah. Yeah, you cannot force people to elect you. Thank you.
Yeah. So elect and say, I'm going to be the win. No.
Thank you, Marielle from Mo. Thank you. Let me pick another one. Hello. Yes.
Good evening, Gabriel Chala.
Good evening.
You are speaking with Mangar Munirake from Mubek.
Mangar, welcome.
Thanks you for the topic. Actually, let me come to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Election of Kenya, it has gone well. Anyway, let comes to Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
We hope, because our election will be possible, it can be possible soon. But seriously, most of the people, they hope when it is the time for election, they want to remove maybe they want to remove the people by force, or they're trying to get this government to have the corruption, the election will not going well. But election, it is something within in the constitution. Although it is not urban, you can wait until the time when election can be done.
Mm.
So we are hoping we South Sudanese that election will be possible. And we hope our election always bring other new people, or the current government now, it will, maybe it will mean like that, or we can bring another people. It's something which you can hope to bring your county, in a nice way that we are now won.
Mm-hmm.
We hope even our election, maybe although it is a turn for other year, we are not worried. We can wait, and then we can see, and even we can do better than other county. This is my comment.
Mm-hmm.
I will leave other people to call me.
Thank you, Mangar from Rumbek, for your comment there. Let us be confident and also try to do better, like what James said there. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling?
It has been a long time. How are you doing?
Long time. Welcome.
Thank you so much. You are speaking to Mabor Alert calling for Rumbek.
Welcome, Mabor. Welcome.
Yeah, it is my pleasure to be part of this very important program.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Gomel Kedar, election is a very good thing, because citizens choose the leader of their choice. Compare the election of Uganda, of Kenya, I mean, what has happened in Kenya, Gomel Kedar, Kenyan politics has surprised everyone, because everyone knew that Raila Odinga would win the election. But what has happened, it was unpredictable. In an election, there might be some chaos or some bias. It is really very, very unfortunate for Raila Odinga, who has not been elected, and he was really sure that he would win this election. This is the bio of the election.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to our South Sudan here, actually, when it comes to the election, I hope everyone will choose the leader of their choice. And it is what is being expected by South Sudanese, because since the election was done in 2010, it has really been a long time. But pushing it is not the wish of everybody. But hopefully, the time which has been prepared by God will come, so that the South Sudanese will choose the leader of their choice.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mabona, from Rebecca there. And if you have just joined us, this is me, Gabriel Shadan, and this is Nationwide Discussion Hour on Radio Miraya. And the topic today was about our neighbor Kenya that has just run a presidential election, but we have been following it with mixed feelings, and we are thinking about South Sudan. As South Sudanese, how do you feel about how the election was run in Kenya there? Do you think the same can happen in South Sudan? And please explain. And how should the supporters and citizens behave if they feel that something is not well, something is wrong with the election? So that is the point of discussion today. And مشاركتنا ليلة في النقاش في راديو مرايا في برنامج الساعة بتاعت النقاش على Nationwide إنه نحن بنتابع الانتخابات في كينيا وعندنا ردود فعال متفاوتة, لكن نحن كجنوب سودانيين نحن بنشوف شعورنا شنو. نحن بنشوف الانتخابات عملوها بالطريقة دي في كينيا, وهل بنفتكر إنه نفس الشيء ممكن يحصل في جنوب السودان, وكيف يمكن يكون سلوكيات أو تصرف الداعمين إذا حصلوا ولاحظوا أشياء غير سليمة. حتى الآن الناس بتقول إنه عندهم مخاوف, بيقول عندهم مخاوف في جنوب السودان إنه يعني ما حيحصل بالطريقة الكويسة, والناس بيقولوا لا خلينا نستفيد من التجربة دي ويمكن كمان إحنا نعمل أحسن منها. وناس ذكروا إنه مثلا الحياة زي الجبلية وحياة زي التحيز هي ممكن, وعدم فهم الديمقراطية ذاته إنه الانتخابات دي لعبة والزول المهزوم لازم يقبل بالهزيمة, ومش زول يخش الانتخابات ويخش يقول أنا لازم أفوز, يعني دي حاجة ما في الديمقراطية. ونحن بنواصل في النقاش بعد الفاصل القصير ده.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
إذن نعود للمستمعين اللي بيتصلوا علينا. ألو ألو.
Yes, Gabriel.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling and from where? Oguak, your voice is so far. I'm not getting you.
Okay. This is Simon calling from Torit.
Yes, okay. Welcome, Oguak from Torit. Yes.
Yes. Gabriel, the election in Kenya, I think there are some lessons that we can learn from. But I know we usually, here in South Sudan, we usually like to resort into fighting than yesterday I was so keen observing these people when they were almost announcing the result. They were throwing chairs, but I think it was normal. And the chairperson went ahead announcing the result, who was the winner, declaring Ruto. Though Raila was silent about it, and that is a sign of maturity. So I wish you believe your friend, keep quiet. In case of anything, the procedure, legal procedure, you can follow and put your concern forward. So I was even saying our leaders in South Sudan here, if they can do that, I think we will be the best in the world. But the problem here in South Sudan, like what happened in 2010 election, I know, because I was part of, I was doing some journalism practice in the field. You could even see people being threatened, please don't vote to that, vote here. So that behavior, I think it should stop from now. Don't invite me to vote to somebody that is not of my interest. Right from presidency to other politicians, I think we need to learn from Kenya. In spite of the claim they are saying the election was rigged, so that is their right. But for us here, I think we need to believe after 30 months that we will go for election, and South Sudanese will be determined who will lead, who they want to lead them in 5 years' time. So I think my major concern is to our brothers in army uniform. Please, who lead their time to determine who they want. But if they are also happy with the kind of salary they are getting, so let them continue to trust the business. So if they are happy with their salary, it is up to them. So, but it is civilian that will vote. Because you, who is a military today, whether being in police, wildlife, you are not a voter. It is civilian that will bring you the president. But if you are there to protect the constitution of the nation.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, listener from Toridza. And SMS 1 says, Atem Jacob Dow from Wangle says the election in South Sudan will be worst because people are tribalist and corrupt. And James Nying from Manil in the Middle East says Kenyan have done it peacefully, and South Sudan would not be like that of Kenya because our leaders are very greedy and without political will. And Peter Oriema from Molokal POC says, thank you for the topic. He says, from my point of view about the election, we can do better than other nations. The difference is that we turn to arms without expecting the results, and we should challenge results in courts. Thanks for your advisor. Let me pick another caller. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Radio Marai.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
Yeah, good evening, Joseph Jada.
Good evening.
Yes, you talk with Usad Pam Pam in Orenburg, Kazala.
Welcome, Pam Pam.
Yes, Usad Pam Pam, yeah.
Yes, welcome.
Okay, okay, and then on this topic, I just bear trusting to the people of South Sudan.
Mm.
Yes, and then when we are going to the election of Kenya, and then the election of Kenya is successfully, and then we watch in the TV, because if they will not be qualified with the election of South Sudan, because the election of South Sudan, we just been faced by many things in 2010. And then we see, because in 2010 I was in primary. And then now I become independent because I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just watch bad thing in that last week is 2010, because many people just make complain through the money. And now on that one, it to be, and then South Sudan will they will not be in compete with Kenya. Because Kenya, and then as we see in television here, Odinga have money as here, and because they would become a second vice president of Kenya. And then when we come to South Sudan, because I say to the fellow leaders, and we are the candidate which is continues to make campaign, because we don't receive the money again. And then this one I will say to my fellow South Sudanese everywhere, go to hear my voice. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pab from Awil there. Hello, Nationwide.
Hello, Gabriel.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Gecko, your neighbor from Tongping here.
welcome, Gecko.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the program. And greetings to all the listeners. And to the view, I mean to my point of view, every country has its own politics.
Yes.
For Kenya, they have their own politics. I cannot say that their election is fair, because I am not on the ground to watch out what exactly is happening. We are only just watching on the TV and on the radios and on the medias.
Yeah.
So for Riala, nobody can accept the defeat. Even Donald Trump in 2020, he did not accept. He was complaining. Nobody can. A defeat, when you are defeated, you are like a thief. So when you call a thief and you ask him, my friend, what have you done? He will not tell you that I have stolen. He will say, I have been accused of stealing while he has stolen something.
Yeah.
To come back for our country, we only conducted election in 2010, and it was not the election of the same people. We were just separating from another nation. So let's hope, and we shall see in the future, inshallah, how our election will going to be, because in South Sudan we have our own politics, different from Uganda, Kenya and other countries. It is not easy to accept the defeat. And I really appreciate the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jacob, from Trung Ping here. So, yes, every country has its unique kind of politics and characteristics of the nation and also the culture and history and all that, institutions, all that brings in a combination that will result into something. But the principle is that with all those things that are different here and there, the principle is that the exchange of power and all this transition and all this should be done in peace. That is the essence of a democratic country or a modern state. Elections should be done without violence. Otherwise, violence is very detrimental in many ways. Let me get these SMSs here. Ngor Double from High Referendum, he says the voters have done their part, but this contradiction is brought by the Electoral Commission, who divided themselves to bring noise like that. And I don't understand why four other people disowned the results being announced yesterday. But if it happens to us, it would be hard to handle very well, because we have no democracy, and that is why the extension is so much like this. And Ustaz James Dingarang from Northern Maghazali State says, thanks for the topic of discussion. Thank Kenyan for choosing the right person in the right place. Compared to South Sudan, election will be free and fair, but the problem will be the access, the issue of access due to the flooding in December. Atem Dawood from Twitch East County says, if the election in South Sudan will be free and fair, I mean, he means election of South Sudan will not be free and fair unless we use voting machines. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Mark David Mintonya.
David, welcome, David. Marhabek, yeah. David. Marhaba.
Marhabek.
Don't give.
Don't give. Don't give.
Marhabek, no.
Okay. Marhabek, I'm on the barometer. First of all, another one is Karam elected by Gwanda Wal Haja.
Bita Kenya.
Bita Kenya, I mean, okay, so, sorry. Another many, yani, election tunnel, Bijay, 2023. Anamadera siya na multani because tapos yun asi na skulu magasidin besi an kulu zole ikun ben kin ma kira dahil yun edya yata bamlam zekura if you already win so you win so there's no anyway so you go again but anabugulu kire anasal kubani asi asinde kire we put our heart down because some people they can use force. But the election is not like that. When turning not be used and money, you know? Election must be the best of mine. They and interest betak manas and lakat betak and manas unas behib ajazi katamulu. They zora garasi who finish jama senede. Kanu dera mo lek de nas amu lek lo. Kanu amu lui kalas de nas taban shuru de junu sudan ajan amshi gida.
Yes. Yes.
So they are my advice.
Thank you. Thank you, David Mintonyanak, wa shukra li tisalak. Hello, Nationwide.
Gabriel Joseph Sadar.
Marhaba, welcome.
Burukusuk, come yay.
Burukusuk, welcome, Burukusuk, yes.
Very wonderful topic. That is good for us as a South Sudanese also to contribute in this topic. What I can say is like this, the election of Kenya, we can say that it is fair, because even if cares are there, but it is not all that. And then, why some people, at times, they reject more special during the declaration of result, they say that they must win. At times, most especially in our continent of South Sudan, if I fail, it means I look as same. Then I need to be a leader. But if I fail, how can the people look at me? These are the things that most especially at times in our continent of South Sudan,
yeah.
If somebody fails, immediately that person is going to fight. But how can you fight? Meanwhile, that's what is a democracy, that it is the opinion of the people to choose who can be their leader. And most person, our politics or our policy in South Sudan at time, it is towards why I'm saying this. Because if we can take back during the election of 2010, as some of the callers have said, there are some people, they are using their campaigning in a way that also they are buying people with the money. But if you're a leader, if you need people to vote, you owe people to choose you to be their leader. It is your attitude, how you behave, and even what is your action in the community. And if you're buying people with the money, do you think that if these people vote you, are you going to deliver services to them? These are things that most of the people, they don't know how to campaign. But if you want to campaign for people to vote you, you make sure that what you are doing, even the way you behave in the community, or even things that you bring to the community, things that bring development, people may have that interest to say, oh, Mr. So and so, or Mr. Gabriel to be our president, or to be our leader, Gabriel can deliver services to us. These are things that at times motivate people to vote you. But most of the people, they take that advantage even to buy people at the end of the day. If they fail, immediately they want to fight. But even that one is not the meaning of democracy. Even if you fail, you will wait another chance also. If your chance comes, then you will be in power. If your chance does not come, it means you, even you are not chosen to be a leader, because as I'm here, but that is the, even people, the thing, if they choose you to be a leader, it means even you do something that will not bring development. This is a thing that a lot of people, they don't understand about that, and that's why they want to fight. Mm-hmm. But that one is not the meaning of democracy. That's what I can say.
Thank you. Thank you, Berkusuk, from Yeida. And just listening to Nationwide Program on Radio Mara with me, Gabriel Shadar, and we are talking here, what lessons can we learn from the Kenyan election? نحن بنتناقش اليوم في نيشن وايد في ساعة في الدقائق الأخيرة في ساعة النقاش دروس والعبر نستفيدها من الانتخابات في كينيا بنستفيد شنو ونحن عندي هنا SMS thank you for the topic it says to me the show over the TV it was free and fair election and I wish South Sudan to do the same in the upcoming election this is from Oteka from Okobo I think or Obobo Hello, Nationwide.
Yes, Gabriel Joseph.
Yes, welcome.
This is Amukson Garangbol. I'm calling from Smell in Awili.
Amukson, welcome.
The topic is very nice. So far, it will lead us to review what we expect to happen in South Sudan later.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what has happened in Kenya is fair. There's no problem despite what has happened on the result. But it will not be compared to us here, as South Sudan. You know, in 2010, in the election that we have done here in South Sudan, it was a bit different from what I've happened in Kenya now.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I know, South Sudan is, we have some ties from the war that we have been in.
Mm-hmm.
If the result will be announced later and the difference will be on the result only, it will be good. But my worry now, from the beginning of the election, this is where the problem will be. As you see now, extension. Maybe other extension will come. You don't expect what will happen. But we will just pray to our living God so that it will happen peacefully.
Yep, that and is also our prayer.
Also to our fellow citizens in South Sudan to accept the result. But my worry is from it will come from political will.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what I know. But for citizens, they will accept it because they are under the government. Government can decide to do whatever they want to do. But citizens, we just our work is just to vote for them, and we wait for the accurate result.
Yep.
So this is what we expect from them. But if they do it differently, then we will be no voice.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. This is my comment.
Thank you, Amoxon from Awil. Let me get another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
This is me, James Malas, again for the second time.
James, yeah, this line is better now. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm very, very surprised to even to get other callers when they're saying they are not, they don't have any confidence.
Mm.
My appeal to the people and my advice to them is let us expect it to something good to happen to us. When we are saying it, these are things, at least we are crying for Satan to come to the country. We are tired of war. Let us not expect that people die in the election which is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our expectations should be the election will be up to date. It will be more better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Our prayer to God is that it will be better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let us not say other words we think Satan will get and they come and destroy our election. When we are something positive, doesn't this something even will happen to us? Some of we are going to the church. At the school, if you are thinking that I will fail the examination,
you will fail.
You will fail. You will fail.
Yeah.
That's your expectation.
Yeah.
So I would advise people: let us do something different. Let us say our election will be better than anything, and it's better to go that it will be. That is our belief.
Yeah. Thank you very much, James. He says he's hearing a lot of pessimism taking place, but also pessimism might be a matter of realism, so that when you expect the worst situation, and then you prepare for it so you will not be caught by surprise. But this is a contrast between being hopeful or also being pessimistic or being realistic. Hello.
Gabriel.
Marhaba.
Okay. Moses from Yei.
Moses, marhaba. Welcome.
Okay, what I want to say here is that at time, first of all, I want to appreciate that the election of Kenya is good, and even this assessment that at time we South Sudanese, we should adapt to the same culture. If you fail, don't take chaos or don't threaten people. That's why they don't want to vote you.
Mm. Yeah.
And most especially in South Sudan, why most of the people since earlier, they used to say that at time it is too hard. Most especially, let me give example here. We have many parties in South Sudan, and if there's election, all these parties, they want to compete to
take the seat of the word of the president. And because of part of our people that you need leaders. And if you fail there, do you think that most of the party they say, okay, if they fail, immediately that party will go and fight that, why you don't want to vote my party? And most of that, I think when you can see currently, during the implementation of this peace agreement, most of the people even at time, they want to do something that in order for people to say that my party is the best. It is a thing that at times, this is a bad signal that at times can show to the people that this party, oh, these people in South Sudan, at times, this system of democracy, at times it may be harder for them to adapt as the rest of the countries because anybody have that hard to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But in most people, we should understand that not all of us should be leaders. If we, all of us are, should be leaders, and then who can we lead? And if you fail, accept that you fail, there is a time you can be there. This is a thing that most people in South Sudan should adapt to that kind of thing. That's what I can say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your call there. Let me get another one. Hello?
Oh?
Yes, hello. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening, David Alchidar.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's San Luca, Conago. That's what John Graham, Umbrella, and Bessie of Science and Marine Board.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It is raining now. I am in hotel now. It's from my raining.
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy the cool weather.
Okay.
Thank you so much for this topic. I think that... first of all, congratulations to the president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta. So I think this young president and young politician, they make relations. They mm-hmm. make relationship between South Sudan and Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have our people there in Kenya, and Kenya is the friend of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
But our leader now, the election that we are going to have after 2 years, he...
Mm-hmm.
Because when I learn from our politicians, they learn a lot.
Mm.
They are good in politics. And those who are good in politics know that when you are lose the election, then you step down and you accept and congratulations, who you come and have a president.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go have a citizen of the country. Like the election that we did, I don't see any problem, that election, the independent of South Sudan and the election 2010.
Mm.
It was a good election, even if there is some problem that our brothers and did. Like when you do the election as a governor, maybe you have a problem. That's why our brothers, they did this war. Because they don't know, they don't learn how they come from where they don't start the politics. But now, our leaders, our people, they know how to play the role of politics in government.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a good election. Then the election of Kenya.
Mm-hmm. So yes. That is a good expectation there. And of course, thank you very much for calling us. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah. And of course, we have come to the last minutes of the discussion hour. And I would like to thank all the callers who have called us up to today, up to now. And of course, the whole thing about the elections in Kenya and comparing it with our expected elections is that there is the feeling of pessimism that things might not really work good, but also this pessimism can be used to put things right so that to avoid what we expect to be not going well in that time of the election. And some people might have said also, of course, have said that some people might be angry because they are not winning, but they will have to accept it because this is part of the politics, and also politics is a game, and you have to accept because not everybody will be elected and will be on the same seat. So we have to respect the will of the people. And then people might be using coercion for voting to certain individuals or certain groups. Then people might be saying, well, don't vote for somebody who is not from our region or somebody who is not from our tribe. You can go down even somebody who's not from our clan or family. So these are some of the issues that might happen. Some people might be using money or extortion because it's not only the candidate who will be giving money, but also the voters also might be asking for money so that they pay for you. These are all wrong practices that would not be good. On the other side, there is the call for optimism that we can do better, we can learn from this and we do better, and we can change. Thank you very much for your calling and also for your participation in this discussion hour. And that is the end of today's discussion hour on Nationwide Program on Radio Mirai with me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks for listening.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Mirai.